And you go up there, and now you're staying at the Hope truck stop that it is
right
now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Mackey opened up his truck stop in, it was in 1980 or 81, something like that, and just historic photos of that, and I'm sure you've got those. To tell you the honest truth, I don't know exactly when BLM and the other federal agencies set up their visitor center, the original log cabin, almost one-room log cabin visitor center at Coldfoot. I don't know that information, but when I arrived in 1994, that was the first year I got up there, the road past Attigan was not open to trucking. I mean, I think it was a state lawsuit that you've probably mentioned in one of your other interviews. Services, I mean, they've expanded dramatically. And again, I got up there in 94.
This is, I think, shortly after the general public.
It was, I believe the lawsuit was the winter of 94 and 95. With my first summer of 94, you could get to Coldfoot. You could actually get like another 20-odd miles further up the road. And then there was a bar, you know, a gate across the road, and truckers were allowed past. Or I think in a government rig we could have gotten through, but you know, I was busy doing other things, obviously. But the next summer, 1995, was a completely different world. I mean, I mean, word had gotten out. It's whatever Alaskan federal court official, judge or whatever, had opened it up. Somebody had put the lawsuit in. It's a public road, and we want public access. So it was between no access in 94 and the next summer of 95, we started seeing an increase in tourism, and the buses were coming up and stuff like that. And you've interviewed other people about that. There were also university excavations there in 90, I think it was 97, so we were there in 94, 95, and 97, and I've been showing up there annually since about 99. I've been actually digging at Coldfoot because I mentioned a few minutes ago that Coldfoot started eroding at about that time. I was hired by the BLM as an archaeologist in the fall of 99, and that's Coldfoot, you know, all of a sudden I'm in my old stomping grounds, and actually I can go tromping there without a permit, should we say. And we decided long ago that we weren't going to dig any more coal, but we dug half of the known features at the site, and it was like, you know, the whole leave something for the next generation, for posterity, the new questions, new techniques, et cetera, et cetera.